إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عباد الله، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى، الله سبحانه وتعالى ساز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. الله says, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, by acting upon His commands and staying completely from His prohibitions, and die not except in a state of Islam as Muslims. Today is number 16 in Ramadan. Ramadan is almost gone. The half of Ramadan is gone. Next Friday, that's it. Then we'll be waiting for the next Friday for the Eid. So, Alhamdulillah, for those amongst us still alive, we still have this opportunity of today, of tonight, hopefully for tomorrow, and hopefully if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live, so we can take advantage of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, and the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with. By increasing the ibadah, all forms of ibadah, in this last part of Ramadan. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, when he was very, very old, he's a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when he was very old, he increased in ibadah. And he's an old man. He increased in tahajjud, in spending, in fasting, in reading the Quran, in doing good. People around him, they said, Abu Musa, you are a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are a companion, now you're old. Why you increase? Why are you doing this to yourself? He gave him an example. He said to them, have you ever watched a horse race? They say yes. I like the horse race in Maryland and the like and Kentucky, not that. That's horses running. They said yes. He said, what the horses do when they reach the finish line? What they do? They increase. They run. He said, likewise, I'm getting closer to my finish line. That's why I'm increasing the ibadah. From the many wisdoms behind the legislation of fasting, as we mentioned, is to learn patience, to spend in the way of Allah, to recognize the favors of Allah upon us. But one of the greatest of all is at-taqwa, is to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the ingredient that will help us, barakallahu fikum, to act upon what Allah commands us with and to stay away from His prohibitions. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, one of the great scholars of this time, rahimahullahu ta'ala, said, مَا أَكْثَرَ مَا نَسْمَعْ بِالْأَمْرِ بِالتَّقْوَى. There is so many ayats in the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. He is our Lord and we are His servants. And He commands us with taqwa. مَا أَكْثَرَ مَا نَسْمَعْ بِذَلِكَ. Many of the ahadith likewise that incite us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times this word, you hear it in the khutbah. In every single khutbah you hear, fear Allah, taqullah, taqullah. In many classes you hear this word of taqwa. In many places we read it. In books. In pamphlets. And we advise one another by this statement of a taqwa, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وكأنها كلمة عابرة لا تشير إلى معنى عظيم. And for many of us, this taqwa that we hear so many times is like just any other word that we may hear today or tomorrow. It's like it carries no weight. We don't feel it on our hearts. With all this command of a taqwa, we read it so many times. We hear it often. But with all this, it's like we give it so little importance that it goes in one ear and out the other without reflecting upon what this word taqwa means. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen continues saying, كَأَنَّهَا أَلْفَاظٌ جَوْفَاءَ لَا تُحَقِّقُ مَطْلُوبًا وَلَا تُنْجِي مَنْ مَرْهُوبٌ. This word of taqwa, it becomes like so light with so many of us, like has no meanings whatsoever. So much so that we forget that this word taqwa actually, through it we achieve what we aiming for. Through the taqwa we achieve what we aim for. And through the taqwa, we try to escape the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this word taqwa. Just taqwa. So remember all this when you hear these statements. مَعَ أَنَّهَا الْأَمْرُ الْكَبِيرُ وَهِيَ وَصِيَّةُ اللَّهِ لِخَلْقِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ الْأَوَّلِينَ مِنْهُ الْآخِرِينَ. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this word taqwa is great. Rather, this is what Allah has advised and enjoined upon all the people, all the creation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And verily we have recommended to the people of the scripture before you, and to you, O Muslims, that you all fear Allah. This is the taqwa. That you all fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. عباد الله هل تعرفون ما التقوى؟ Now, here is a question that Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen mentioned. Of course he's going to bring the answer to it. But he's saying to all of us, O servant of Allah, do you know what taqwa is? Do you know what taqwa means? The Shaykh said, هي أن يطاع الله فلا يعصى. The first meaning of it, taqwa, is that Allah should be obeyed and never disobeyed. So me, when I disobey Allah, what that mean? I got a problem in understanding taqwa. When I don't obey my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fall into things that anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the thing that cause the anger of Allah should say to be upon me, I should ask myself that question, do I really know the true meaning of taqwa? وَأَنْ يُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى. Likewise, the taqwa means that Allah, our Creator, should be remembered and never be forgotten in all our times. وَأَنْ يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. And that Allah should be thanked alone for His endless bounties upon us. And we should not grow arrogant. And don't show no thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, has another meaning to taqwa. He said, التَّقْوَى هِيَ الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ وَالْرِضَى بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. He said, taqwa, what it means, is that you have extreme fear and awe from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Jaleel, the most sublime. Likewise, al-amalu bit-tanzeel. Taqwa means that we should act upon what Allah has revealed for us. That's taqwa. Wal-rida bil-qaleel, to be content with whatever Allah gives you, even if it's little. You be content with it and say, Alhamdulillah, this is what Allah wants to provide me with today or tomorrow. Alhamdulillah, that's taqwa. Only a person who knows the meaning of taqwa will say this statement. And lastly, he said, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ الْيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ, and to make some serious preparation for the day you're going to move on from this life, from earth, to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's taqwa. فَهَلْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَرَى الْعَبْدُ نِعَمَ مَوْلَاهُ تَتَكَرَّرُ عَلَيْهِ كُلَّ وَقْتٍ, نِعَمًا خَاصَّةً وَنِعَمًا عَامَّةً, ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً, وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ يُبَارِزُ مَوْلَاهُ وَرَبَّهُ بِالْمَعَاصِي, لَا يَتَّبِعُ أَمْرَهُ وَلَا يَجْتَنِبُ نَوَاهِيهِ. Is it now from taqwa really? Is it from taqwa that a servant, he witnessed the favors of his Lord upon him, abundant favors. There are favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specify you with. Just you. Didn't give it to others. There is so many favors that you share with others. For example, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, sleep, health, the blood that run in your veins, tranquility, peace of mind, the children and the like. And with all this, we go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We grow arrogant, some of us grow arrogant. We know we have no way else to go, except to be on the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he keep his air away, we'll die. If he withheld his water, we'll die. If he withheld his food, we'll die. We can go nowhere. Somebody may say, I go to Patmark. Yeah, you go to Patmark. You find dead people in there. Patmark, where they bring their food from? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't cause it to grow, where are you going to find the water if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his water? And by that, even with this, some of us grow arrogant and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in, day out. They be planning for the ma'siyah before they finish the one that they are on. Wal'iyadu billah. فهل من التقوى أن نرى بعضنا بعضا يجهل أمور الدين ولا ننصح بعضنا بعض؟ Is it from taqwa now that we see some of us doing something wrong, whether in a masjid, whether in the street, but we go blind? We don't even stop and talk to them nicely and kindly and remind them of Yawm al-Qiyamah. All you have to do, you don't have to insult anyone. You don't have to preach anyone for lengthy hours. All you have to do is ask a person a question. Are you ready for tomorrow? That's it. He's a Muslim. Just ask him this question. Ya akhi, are you ready? He said, for what? To meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he has some iman, he's going to have goosebumps on his skin. And he's going to say, subhanAllah, what kind of question is this? Where can I find the answer to this? Some of us, we think like it's so easy to get to the Jannah. Yes, it is easy for those who they know the meaning of taqwa and they apply it. We think like we're just going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're going to get the Hur al-Ain, the wines, the rivers of wines and all the bliss and the entertainment of the Jannah, but we come in empty handed. Some of us, we may stand in front of Allah with no preparations, empty handed. Free from taqwa. قَلْبٌ مِنَ التَّقْوَى خَرَابٌ. الله أكبر. وَعَمَلٌ كَالسَّرَابٌ. سبحان الله. وَتَطْمَعُ فِي كَوَاعِبِ الْأَتْرَابِ أَنْتَ سَكْرَانٌ مِنْ غَيْرِ شَرَابٍ. One of the Salaf said some people, their hearts are empty from taqwa. قَلْبٌ مِنَ التَّقْوَى خَرَابٌ. Is doomed. No taqwa, no fear Allah of Allah whatsoever. وَعَمَلٌ كَالسَّرَابِ. His actions like a mirage. When you look at it, it looks huge and big. When you get to it, you find nothing. وَيَطْمَعُونَ فِي كَوَاعِبِ الْأَتْرَابِ. With this, they hoping to get some Hur al-Ain. This Shaykh said, أَنْتَ سَكْرَانٌ مِنْ غَيْرِ الشَّرَابِ. You drunk. You didn't even take one step of alcohol. You're drunk, man, thinking like this. Thinking you're going to get the Hur al-Ain. You got no taqwa in your heart. You got no deeds, no actions. Could it be possible for any one of us to go to a market, any market, with an empty pocket? You don't have one dime in your pocket, but yet you're going to go to the mall and run. Huh? And the people, they say, okay, buy something. You say, I'm broke, I can't get nothing. So how do you think we're going to get something in Jannah? But we're broke. What is the salat? What is the fasting? What is the taqwa? What is the good manners? What is the hajj? What is the umrah? What is the akhlaq, the good manners? That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما من شيء أثقل في الميزان غدا من تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. الله أكبر. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tomorrow on Yawm al-Qiyamah, there is nothing that will weigh the most on a scale of good deeds, yours and mine, than what? Taqwa Allah. This taqwa we're talking about. The fear of Allah and good manners. This taqwa, this word that it becomes like used as an insult. We use it, fear Allah. So you fear Allah. Sometimes you advise one another, as the Salaf, they used to advise one another. They used to say to one another, ittaqillah, fear Allah. Many times you read, for example, a person comes to Sufyan al-Thawri, said, Ya Shaykh, hal min nasiha. Oh Shaykh, advise me. The first thing came from his mouth, ittaqillah, fear Allah. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command his messenger Muhammad, ittaqillah, fear Allah. But when one of us is approached like this, it is said to him, fear Allah, what he say? You fear Allah, what is wrong with you? What do you think I'm doing? Nah. If somebody tell you to fear Allah, reflect upon its meanings. Reflect upon all this, barakallahu feekum. So is it from taqwa, ya barakallahu feekum? Is it from taqwa that we all know the importance of the salat? And the weight that the salat carries on Yawm al-Qiyamah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the first of the actions that the servants will be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah. If they are accepted, if the salat is accepted, the whole of the rest of the deeds are accepted. If the salat is rejected, the rest of the deeds are rejected. So is it from taqwa we know the importance of the salat, but we're neglectful? We came to pray whenever we want, and we pray wherever we want. Some of us set their own times. Some of us set their own times, ya Juan. You can't even set your own times in your job. You're making $7 an hour. They work you out very hard. You cannot set your own times. They ask you to come at 3 o'clock in the morning. You be there at 4:15, waiting for them to open the door. You don't change the time. You don't come at 11. They say, hey, what schedule you're on? 3 o'clock in the morning. But now it's 11. I don't care. That doesn't work for me. You'll be fired. So some of us changing the times of the salat, not being aware of the consequences. You may be fired from the mercy of Allah. If you're fired from a job, you can apply for another. But if you're fired from Allah's mercy, where are you going to go? You're going to go. You think Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died for our sins? Huh? You think that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died for our sins? You must be kidding me if you think like that. Some of the people, yes, they came for the salat. They passed this level. They passed this level. They come to the salat, to the jama'ah. But how they perform this salat? Huh? Do they really perform it as they should? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed it, as the companions, those best generation performed it, nah. Many people these days, their body is in a masjid, but their mind still running the streets. He's still conducting a business. He's still signing checks. He's still trying to figure out what he's gonna do as soon as the Jumu'ah is over, as soon as the Dhuhr is over, as soon as the Asr is over. Nah, you ain't gonna benefit from the salah. Taqwa has another meaning when you apply it as related to the salah. Ya ibadallah. So you find these people, they came late, the first people to leave. They compete with the imam, their minds are not into the salah.
بارك الله فيكم.
Not to mention that this number in Jumu'ah, why can't we see the same Muslims for Asr, for example, for Maghrib, for Isha, for Fajr, for Dhuhr? Why only Jumu'ah we come in numbers? Why? Somebody told you you can come only in Jumu'ah?
He must be lying to you.
If somebody told you it's okay for you not to show up all week, pray whatever you want, pray, don't pray, it's okay, as long as you come for Yawm al-Jumu'ah.
Subhanallah. This is not the case. He won't benefit.
Can you imagine someone eats only on Jumu'ah?
Huh?
Can you imagine someone eats only once a Jumu'ah? For those brothers, I have this example for all of us. Those who may come only for Jumu'ah, and they think this khutbah is going to get them straight, going to get their iman straight. One khutbah for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, is going to get their life straight in order. It's going to get their relationship with their Lord in order, their family, marriage in order, their children in order, their business and the like. They are wrong. Why?
It's not enough.
They may be strong after Jumu'ah because they hear so ayat, a hadith statement. What about Sunday morning when it comes?
They forget everything.
Unless if they come back to the classes and get more nutrients for the soul and for the heart. So now those same people, we say to them, you're going to eat only that day on Friday after Jumu'ah for half an hour. We're going to have a nice buffet for you. You eat what you can, but you're not going to eat until next Friday. No chips, no dibbies, no crackers, no snacks, no water, no CCs, none of that. No, not even a bite. Gonna put you in a room by yourself. Okay, that person that afternoon of Jumu'ah, he's strong. Saturday is still strong. Sunday he's gonna start feeling it. By Monday he's gonna start seeing fridges on the wall. He's going to start opening something, can open anything. That if that person is not laid down on the ground, can even talk. That's why you see us sometimes, our marriages are not straight. Our relationship with one another is not straight. Our relationship with our Lord is not straight. You know why? Because we're not getting enough nutrients that will help us at those moments to make the right decisions.
أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We want to make it to the Jannah and we want to escape the fire. We want to be with the Hur al-Ain and we don't want to be with the adulterers and drink from the path that come from the private paths. We want to be in the shade. We don't want to be in a blazing fire. Subhanallah. But what is taqwa? What's going to get us there is taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not your skin color. Not who you are. How much money you get. Your possessions. Taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you an example of one of the best of the people, the best of this generation after the prophets and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second best man of this ummah after Abu Bakr. Of course, after the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, خرجت مع عمر بن الخطاب يوما حتى دخل حائطا فسمعته يقول. Anas, another companion, said, I was walking with عمر بن الخطاب when he was the Khalifa, the ruler. So I'm walking, all of a sudden, عمر بن الخطاب, he went to some garden. He wants to relieve himself. Nature call, as we say. He said, I heard him saying to himself, عمر بن الخطاب talking to himself. Saying to himself, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Bakhin, Bakhin. Wallahi la tattaqiyanna Allah ya Umar, aw la yu'adhibannaka Allah. Umar, the ruler, saying to his self, he need nobody to come and on his ear, he's saying this to himself, saying, Umar ibn al-Khattab, the leader of the believers, is that right? Not because people, they call him Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's saying to himself, is that right? Are you worthy of this title? It is matching you, really? And he said to himself, Yufir Allah Umar ibn al-Khattab, or surely Allah will punish you. Allahu Akbar. Some of us, just because we grow a little bit of beard, cut the pants up, get rid of the things on our heads, the trays, or the braids, and then we think that's it. Like we're walking in a Jannah. Instead to focus on ourselves. To see where I'm at now. How much provision I already sent for myself. Not knowing that one of them has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll be talking about others. He's not on it. You think he's going to make it? Let me see. Nah, he don't come from Masjid al-Rahmah. He ain't going to make it. He got no chance. Who's lying to you? Where does this foolishness come from? Huh? Where do you come from, barakallahu fikum? When we going to concern ourselves and try to work for ourselves first. And then if we can help one another, we'll help one another. Bil hikmah, with wisdom, good manners, cheerful face, choose the best words. كان الضحاك بن مزاحم. الضحاك بن مزاحم كان إذا أمسى بكى. Whenever the evening comes in, he start weeping and crying. Well, you think he's short in rent money? You think he lost his wallet like some of us cry because we lost a dollar or two? Nah. When he's asked, he said, I don't know. I don't know what really was raised up from my deeds and was accepted by Allah. That's why he's crying. Because he don't know from his deeds. He's doing so many deeds. He's crying not because he didn't do anything, but because he don't know which of the deeds Allah has accepted from him. وعن عون بن عبد الله قال ما أحسب أحدا يفرغ لعيب الناس إلا عن غفلة غفلها عن نفسه ولو اهتم بنفسه ما تفرغ لعيب أحد ولا لذمه. Lastly, we mentioned this to say that عون بن عبد الله رحمه الله تعالى said, he said, I don't think that when someone free himself, he volunteered to check the people and talk about their shortcomings and their mistakes and their sins and the like. He said, I think that he's doing that and he volunteered to do that only because he neglecting his own self. This is a shaykh, a alim. He said, when someone is checking others, they are this, they are on that, they are not on it, they are doing this, that. He said, I think it's only because he's neglecting his own self. He said, that's because when a person really is concerned to save his own self, his own soul, he said, by Allah, he will never find the time to check anybody else. He won't find no time to check anybody else. Once again, Ya Ikhwan, here is a noble guest, Ramadan, an opportunity for us, myself, weakening man, sin Allah subhanahu wa sin, disobey my Lord, day in, day out. But from the mercy of Allah upon me and upon us all, that He has made for us this golden opportunity, Ramadan. So for those people, who they were working righteously, in the first part of it, increase, barakallahu fikum. Increase. Remember the horse race. Remember the statement of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. But for those among ourselves, like myself first, who been negligent, and they didn't take advantage of this golden opportunity, we still have the opportunity, inshallah, to correct our negligence, and to start doing some serious work. Money ain't gonna help you, or not gonna help any one of us. The only thing that's gonna help us is to perform the salat in its time, in the jama'ah, in to spend in the way of Allah, is to fast as the Prophet ﷺ fast, is to be kind and gentle, is to conduct ourselves and adorn ourselves with the manners of Islam. In a nutshell, to follow the commands of Allah the commands of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stay away from the prohibitions that will lead us to trouble and to misery.
أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.